You're listening to SBS News.
A call late last night has been described by Scott Morrison's office as constructive, but there's no doubt that the Australian government's decision to strip Sahira Aden of her Australian citizenship has dented the trans-Tasman relationship. The Turkish Ministry of National Defence alleges that the woman was a terrorist with Islamic State and plans to deport her. Aden travelled to Syria on her Australian passport, having moved to Melbourne at the age of 6 with her family and having Australian citizenship. As she's no longer an Australian citizen, Turkey will deport her to the country where she was born, New Zealand. New Zealand opposition leader Judith Collins told Radio New Zealand, "It's difficult to see why New Zealand had much of a moral obligation towards the woman when she lived most of her life in Australia."
She left here when she was 6 years old. We didn't radicalise her. She's a problem that should really be Australia's problem, and instead we're the ones left holding the issue. So I think that, look, let's wait to see what the Turkish courts do with her, but I feel very sorry for her two little children. Imagine what hell they've been through.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has addressed the issue before with reference to Australia's policy of exporting to New Zealand anyone with New Zealand citizenship convicted of a serious crime, even if they'd moved to Australia when they were babies. The issue of Sahira Aden saw Ms. Ardern talk of her frustrations with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, saying her country was tired of having Australia export its problems.
I was then informed in the following year that Australia had unilaterally revoked the citizenship of the individual involved. You can imagine my response. Since that time, we have continually raised with Australia our view that their decision was wrong. We continue to raise that view. My concern, however, now is that we have a situation where someone is now detained with two small children. My focus is on resolving this issue with the best interests of the children in mind.
But Scott Morrison has rejected Ms. Ardern's criticism that Australia had abdicated responsibility for Ms. Aden, saying she automatically lost citizenship under Australia's laws on counter-terrorism and national security.
Australia's interest here is that we do not want to see terrorists who fought with terrorism organisations enjoying privileges of citizenship, which I think they forfeit the second they gauge as an enemy of our country. And I think Australians would agree with that.
Professor of International Relations at Otago University, Robert Patman, says Jacinda Ardern is now saying in public what's been mostly said in private between her and Scott Morrison.
I think the Prime Minister's worked hard to persuade Mr. Morrison in private, but that had no effect. In fact, he presented her with a fait accompli without warning her that Ms. Aden had been stripped of her Australian citizenship last year, which put the problem almost entirely in the lap of New Zealand. So it's a two-way street, loyalty, and I feel that in a sense this issue does need to be aired. It's not just confined to Australia and New Zealand, by the way. Many Western countries have seen their citizens participate in the Syrian civil war, often on the side of Islamic State, and a lot of them are disowning them, and that is completely irresponsible.
Professor Patman says Jacinda Ardern's strong international profile, thanks to her handling of the COVID pandemic and the Christchurch mosque attack, has probably given her the confidence to take a stand.
I think she may feel that she's now in a position to speak out on an issue which, quite frankly, does need to be addressed. It's no good tiptoeing around it. The Australians in this situation have shown hypocrisy and a lack of strategic realism in dealing with this problem.
The statement from Scott Morrison's office says, regardless of the steps taken in this case to date, both New Zealand and Australia acknowledge that this case now has a number of complexities. It went on to say that Australia and New Zealand are working through those issues in the spirit of our relationship. But Judith Collins says she's finding it very difficult to see the relationship improving in the near future.
I can understand the frustration that the New Zealand government finds when they're dealing with a country that actually a lot of New Zealanders live in. A lot of New Zealanders look to Australia and they've got family there as well. So they're in a difficult position. And one of the issues, of course, is for Australia is that New Zealand tends to often feel it needs Australia more than Australia needs New Zealand.
Labor Shadow Minister for Foreign Affairs, Penny Wong, told the ABC the public airing of the disagreement is unfortunate.
Well, Australian governments always have to look to the safety of Australians and our national interests. But I think it is not unreasonable for people to expect the Australian government to engage with its New Zealand counterparts so that we don't have this sort of disagreement being publicly aired in the way it is.
Islamic Women's Council of New Zealand spokeswoman Anjum Rahman told Radio New Zealand that it's unlikely Sahira Aden would have been radicalised when she left New Zealand at the age of six. She says Australia needs to come up with a programme of rehabilitation and de-radicalisation combined with family support rather than simply shifting the problem onto other countries.
They need to get their house in order, certainly. I don't know that there's any legal recourse or any way that they can be forced to take this woman, but they have moral responsibility, and one would think the international community would put some pressure on Australia to take care of someone who spent the major part of their life in that country.
Alan Lee, SBS News.